So this is a presentation about GMID version 0.5 release, which we had some time ago, but it's an important release. That's why I'm making these slides. First, the release was planned 2 years ago when I was flying from Kourou, France, French Guiana, back to Paris. Thus, it's named Over the Air, and release is called the Préservatif Charles de Gaulle, which is because there the French have their rocket launch facility, which I visited, which is really interesting. If you're interested into rocket launching, go there in French Guiana. And since the rockets there are all looking like a big French penis, that's why I'm calling it that way. And as you all know, the translation of Bitrage is Royaume du Bit, which means penis empire. These are the references. So then came the pandemic and things fell in this area, as we all know. Things are now getting better. But I wanted to have one big feature in this release, which seemed easily at first, but it took a while to be properly implemented. As you know, in Bitrise, we want to make it a bit perfect, not like in the web, but here's the feature. First of all, I invited someone to talk about the new release. And I will let him talk.
Breaking news! GeoMider Gopher Server Daemon has been released. The market leader Gopher Server software has yet added more features. The newest features include REST mode, TLS support, and much more. You can download the newest release at this link. Have fun!
Sorry, I forgot to upload this, the thing. I will upload Yeah, I forgot to add the link. But it was a Metalink. Yes, I paid him, but it's not really expensive. But I made it for the fun of it. I liked it. And he liked it too. You will see it in the video. I'm uploading the video. Right? Right. Ready. It's uploading. Be ready. Be prepared. There, I'm adding the meme. There it is. Just look at it. He actually here. Look at the hat. I requested him to have a gopher hat, but he didn't have one, so he used a Roblox hat. Yes, now everyone has to watch the video. Yeah, it's funny. I like it. That's not really expensive, but I made it for fun because we have to have fun too. So you easily remember this talk. Maybe it's just because of the video and the rest is just boring. So let's go on with the next thing. All details now today of the new features just for you by the main developer, by me. Let's see. I do it, we are getting technical today. It's mostly skips, but that's because it's easy. Joshua is saying, just grabs his jaw, which falls on the floor. Yes, I'm getting celebrities under BitRiseCon. We have our Arctic Vault. Today we have the big man. Let's see what's tomorrow, what's on Thursday, on Saturday and Sunday. Let's see. So let's see and rest support. Barrasit said, did you just assume Joshua is gender? I know Joshua is gender because I met him in real life. So I didn't assume it. I know his gender. Okay. Let's look at rest support. Okay, people, come back from the video. Okay, you can watch it in infinite loop for the whole night if you want to fall asleep or something. So in the rest support, look at it. We are going to the gopher root. Then we make dear something with an index.dg/CGI, and then we add something which prints out the second argument. The second argument is just the request or the what information or the it's called the arguments in the main page, and then we call curl on it, and then as you can see, there's something new. Normally you would expect from the old versions that it wouldn't find anything, but here this is the new REST version where when it doesn't find some path, it will traverse back, and if it finds some index.dcgi, it will call this index.dcgi and give it the whole path. So this allows us to have more flexibility in Gopher development. Look at the new funny URIs you can make. You can use REST, because REST is this thing where you have the paths which define the function and what you get. So this is what we have now in GeoMIDI. You can easily rewrite all scripts now to be that flexible. You can have arguments, you can everything in it now. We could use it for the next games, for GR Parasite, for example. It's all possible now. It's very nice. And this is the main feature I was wanted to get perfect, and I think I made it perfect. This is how I put my whole love inside and my technical, and I think I made it the way and fast enough, because it was the thing I worried about was about it will be fast enough for the fast for the accesses, because I want to reduce the IOs on the and the syscalls per request. And I think I made it really easy, because if you look at the source code, it has like 10 iterations where I first took the raw way, and then I realized some optimizations, and I think it took the shortest path to have this good result. So then we have relative paths. This is a more older feature, but it will make writing scripts for GeoMIDI really easy. Because now you don't need absolute paths and handling that for you. You can just put relative paths from the current directory, and GeoMIDI will solve this. Then we have TLS support. TLS support is easy. Just generate some keys and certificate, and then request gophers. And as I said, we use the same port 70. It works. And then we have another feature, which I was also walking on, which is where I was thinking of perfection too, because when we have TLS, we also need some way to force something to be TLS. So I was thinking of some metadata, I was thinking of some hidden directory, all of that, but it all was so worse. And then I found this nice thing in the Unix architecture. There's one bit which is unused, and it even fits with the name. It's the sticky bit. It's T for TLS. So why not reusing that? So here you see, we are setting the sticky bit on newcodes.txt. And when you request the same file, the newcodes over with the sticky bit over Gopher, it will tell you it's not allowed. And if you do that on with TLS on, you will receive the content. I think it's a nice feature. I like it. It's simple. It uses a Unix feature. Well, I'm happy. So then we have many stability features like groot was fixed as well, why we had one fixed release of the version 0.5, and groot works. You can easily put it in Docker, everything. Then now we have some XIND request filter. In web terms, it would be called an application firewall. Look how simple it is. It's just on XIND. You just run read the request, then you split it up, check it for something, See, it duplicates. There are some asterisks missing. This is just a replacement. This should be an asterisk. But it's checking for Bill Gates or CIA. Then it can't be handled. And otherwise, it will go to the server. It's so simple, really. Evil Bob is asking, but does it prevent plain text injection attacks? Evil Bob, what do you mean? Can you please elaborate what you mean with the plain text injection? If you use TLS, there's no plain text injection attack. If you're using unencrypted line. I'm just kidding. Because with unencrypted, of course you can do that. Yeah. So now I have syslog support. It's very easy. Just use minus s, and then you can use varlog messages, and of course everything that's in syslog. There you have the capabilities, which are called geomidi, and then put them in your own log file or not. You can use it over network. Everything you want. Then we have a compatibility layer for other Gopher maps, which is I'm really proud of. It was one of those nice hacking trends afternoons, because you really have to get in this thinking of how they ruined Gopher maps in the old days. So here you see the overview. It's a Python script because you really have to mangle around lists and attributes of big structures. So this is the easiest way to do it. So you have files.abstract, you have .names, slash cap with the file name, and .links. Normally it's .links. And then entries, these are the entries you can put everywhere, but in some files they're interpreted, in some they don't. It's name, type, path, host, port, which you should remember from a standard item type. Then the abstract, the admin, URL, and TTL. Admin, URL, and TTL are not really used. They're interpreted, but they're not outputted anywhere. Then you have, how do you use it? You just CP GGI examples, UMN listening, DGI to wherever you have some old archive of UMNN, and then it will be interpreted when you access it. So let's see at the .links file. .links is like, this is one reason why we have the GPH standard, because look at it, what you have to write down for one item link. You have type, name, path, host, port, and you have many of those in the file, and then this will output what you see as a interpretation for the GPH link. I think GPH is really simpler. Then you have the abstract file. The abstract file is something like Lite HTTP. You have this feature. There you put some abstract. And all of this can be multi-line too. It's like in Unix where you have the backslash, and then stuff will be interpreted on the next line. And this will be displayed at the top of the whole menu. Then you have .names files. So if you have, for example, .links, I don't know why they have added it. I just added it because they have this feature. So if you want to redefine some values of .links for whatever reason, you can do that in the .names files. It will be interpreted and you can override features. .cap files is something like you put a file parasite.txt, and then you have a .cap slash parasite.txt, and there you define something like, instead of displaying the file name, you display like, this is parasite's description. This is what you can do with that. You can add metadata and redirect it. That's what this .cap directory is for. And then there's one thing which also took me a while to implement properly, and I even found a bug in PyGopherD, which we do it properly. And in the Gopher, in the geomidi implementation, it's done properly as in the specification or as it's intended. The num thing. So when you somewhere put some num, like 20, then it will always be at position 20 in the menu, no matter what else there is. And then you have to reorder this in the algorithm. And so if you say something is position 3, it will be always at position 3. I don't know why you would use that, but it's there and you can use it in our abstraction. So this was the compatibility layer. This is, I just use it for description. I think there were some substandards, and over time, for example, .cap got away, then they were changing the standard. This is the last thing, or the full implementation of PyGopherT with some old archive I found. So I implemented everything they had there. If someone else finds something different, some feature which I have forgotten, please tell me, then I will try to implement it. Or you do it, just send a patch. I would be happy about it, but this is my goal. We have such simple scripts to run whatever we like from the past. Then we have more CGI examples, like proxy.cgi. This is a front-end proxy script, which is like you could use for load balancing, for example, to some back servers. It's really simple. Then you have dealisting. It's more complex dealisting. It's more not like UMLN, but it shows some more details when you list some files. REST.dcgi, that's what we already talked about, is an example for REST. And guestbook.dcgi is just an example for how to use the dcgi scripts. So Docker, there's a Docker file with TLS support. It's really simple. Yes, I mean, someone proposed it, and I wrote it, yeah. But it's really simple. Look at it. It just uses Alpine, runs GeoMidi, done. From the source code, done. Now we have SendFi. The story of XSendFi is really interesting. I will tell it to you. Because over the time of the GeoMidi, we had this optimization problem. We will talk about this in the GeoMidi hackathon too, because maybe we can extend it, but we had a problem with portability, because if you just use Linux, of course, everything's fast when you use the latest feature. But if you go to a different operating system, then suddenly stuff breaks. Like, look at XSendFile, it's defined in every operating system in a different way, with different behavior. And it has a different behavior. For example, when I added TLS support, if you use XSendFile, this somehow broke on different operating systems. So I simply removed it. And by removing this and just keeping the normal read and write loop, which gives you nearly the full speed of the network interface, we have the fastest approach, and it's the easiest to implement, the easiest to change. But maybe, as I said in the hackathon, we will talk about that. There are some ways to optimize this, but the question is, do we need it? Do we really need it? But if you have it and it's simple, then we can easily add it up. Then there's a simpler makefile. There's this movement in Bitwise to, because we have the old subclass style where you just output CC some file, but it removes the flags, what is giving to the compiler. But nowadays we have so many types of compilers and errors in compilers that you need to see what's really given to the compiler. And that way you see the full command line and it's easy to debug. For example, CLang is different to GCC, LLVM, all of that. And it's better to see what's really done than you are easy to debug. And it's easier for people to see this log and debug what's wrong on your machine. Then we have the file types.h. This is for easy adding of file types. Yes, it's because in so it's easier to add patches. Then we have the Gopher Plus compatibility, which is as complete as we need it. As you see, this is required on GeoMidi, especially on gopherproject.org, because the standard UMLN and Gopher client is sending a Gopher Plus request by default to a special URI. And this part here of GeoMidi is especially grabbing this request and redirects it to standard Gopher. This is what all of this does. And we don't need anything else to have any Gopher Plus compatibility, because the only client which is using it is the UMLN Gopher client. It's when you install Gopher on Debian that's the client you use. And this is for making it compatible to the Gopher space we use now. So don't use Gopher Plus anymore. We talked about that, why it's incompatible and why it's the wrong approach through HTTP misery. So now we have a great GeoMIDI SVG logo. I mean, maybe check out GeoMIDI repository. There you see the SVG, this is just an abstraction. It's a gopher in a space suit. Yeah, and he's happy because he's traveling around in a free gopher space. Then the gopher GeoMIDI path changed. This is due to layout change in operating systems because S-bin is normally for static bin. It was raped in some operating systems, so we're now using user bin. Then I thank everyone who contributed because it was a long way to get here, but now I think we have a perfect thing. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you to everyone. Many people tried out, many people were there when we were doing the send file debugging for different operating systems. It was not easy, but I think we now have a really good GeoMIDI which will serve us in the future. GeoMIDI is feature complete for me because my to-do list is empty. As I said, it's just some extensions, but it's mostly features where you don't need to change GeoMIDI, you just add something on Gopher. It's more about stabilizing and making better depending on how the operating system changed, the API changed. That's how I imagine. Hey chat, got room for a level one noob? Angel lol. I don't understand Angel. So, let's see. Now we have a technical discussion. I already talked about that in the days before. So now listen, people. People who are known to GPH format, they know that we have a way of escaping. So I have some text, then you have a link definition, and then it starts with T text is here, which will be used as the escape sequence. So this T is removed, and then text is here. As you can see, this is the output. But then Athas from Denmark complained that it's really ugly. Yeah, it's really ugly, but it was historically there. And during this discussion, I came up with an idea because we have one special exception in the GPH standard, and this is this. When you pass the line and it begins with this bracket, this edge bracket, and have an empty item type with this pipe there, then this will throw an error. But this is the exception we can use. And this, if this is there, then the rest of the line can be easily interpreted as is. And this will remove our need for having this T exception. So the beginning is T. So this is what I'm proposing, that we remove, or I remove the T as an exception, and we will use this new exception, this beginning of the GPA link definition, and this will give us more compatibility and remove the hack for beginning of T. Of course, some people will have to modify their source code, but it's easier. EvilBob is asking, how could the escape code be escaped? Oh, that's easy. You just put two of those escape codes next to each other. Because that's the good thing about having two special interpreted parts. Because then you can easily escape it. So the only thing I have to really look at is if you really want to escape the escape characters, which are two, which is more seldom than like a T at the beginning of a line. That's the only thing I have to look at. But this is the escape, because it's like that. if you have, for example, if there's anything wrong with a line of some GPH menu item, then your MIDI will just print it. So, Parasitis doesn't understand the proposal here. No, the Eagle Bob. Is it the point? Yes, Parasite. Yes, that's the thing. We want to replace T with this new escape sequence. With this new escape sequence, you use part of the menu item definition, which is already interpreted, and see it as the escape code. And that way, you don't have a problem with something beginning with T. That's my proposal. We remove much hassle from writing code, so it doesn't look like a typo. Yes, you're sure. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Evil Bob is saying, but if it's illegal, maybe this normal message could be removed and just show as text. Evil Bob, that's exactly what I'm saying. We just remove the snowman message and use it as a feature. It's not illegal anymore, it's legal as escape. Because you have to look at it anyway, if something begins with, yes, Joshua is showing the example. Instead of something text is here, begins with T text. Wait, so what Parasite is saying? No. He's saying, asking if something beginning with text will render as X. No. Because we remove the T. There's no T escaping anymore. Evil Bob is saying then the double escape is would not be needed. You Bob, well, it is needed because otherwise you won't have escaping. You need to escape the escape. That's a problem we're talking about, which is why we had the problem in the first place. Oh, it's just if you want to show a literal, when you go with this, yes, if you want to show this, you have to escape it, because otherwise it's removed. It's just the 2 bytes at the beginning are removed in this case. That's what I'm proposing. And with this 2 bytes being the escape code, this is more seldom. But the gopher type must always start on the line, right? So it might be kind of simpler. The gopher type must always start on the beginning of a line. Yes, that's true. And not need escaping. This would make it simpler and staggered gopher too. You can only. But Evil Bob, the thing is that the line is escaped with the pipe symbol, and in the escaping of the pipe symbol, if the first entry has a length of 0, then this is treated as the illegal condition which we would use now. So you could, like, for example, Evil Bob, no, that's not possible because imagine a type which is a pipe. For the type, item type which is pipe symbol, because this is allowed in GeoMIDI or in Gopher, this would need to be escaped. That's what that's what Gopher supports. I'm writing it down. I'm writing it down. Would be type. This is allowed. So if the type is zero length, then the escape should be triggered. If it prints the escape character, then you can't escape anything. You need it to, for example, if you want to escape a link, you wouldn't be able to do that. For example, this and somewhere. No, Joshua, no, that's wrong. That's not what I mean. If the it's removed when yeah, that's crazy. It's removed. Because if you don't remove the escaping, then there's no way to put some raw line with different meaning. Oh, Evil Bob, the changing is easy. It's really easy. Wait, I'm just going out. I will show you. It's really easy. Sorry, guys. There's a bug. Oh, where is it? I'm searching for it. Here it is. Here you can see this is the parsing of indexes here. Then we go down, and then you have this message of happy helping a penguin. In this case, you simply remove the first and second character of the line and print the rest of it. That's what you do in this case. It's nothing else because this is already the error case when you specify when you specify the item type which is empty. So that's easy to change. That's really easy. Let's go back to the presentation. That's good. Ah, yes, okay. So that's my proposal. That's nothing else. It's just this simple logic. Because if we make it too complex, of course, people will not be able to use it. Let's go to the next slide. So oh, that's good. Evil Bob is already convinced. Nice, one more vote for Aethas was already off my side, so I think we easily get the majority to add it. But it's something I want to do in the hackathon. That's the proposal. So we're done. Thank you for everyone contributing. Thank you very much. Because it's one of the technical discussions we have to make to so everyone agrees on the future. Because you know, in the channel, the people who make the most GeoMidi scripts and content, so we have to agree on it. Thank you very much. So on Saturday we will have a GeoMidi hackathon. The hackathon is more like people who are there, and we will be on IRC, and then we have like a goal. So the first thing is do the new escape implementation. I think it will be fast. Then optimizing download speeds. This is like an example where we have rest so where we optimize the send functions, maybe to get it faster for Linux. Then we will write some REST services, as you have seen. It's really interesting. And in the meanwhile, people will learn about, if you're newbie, depends on which people come and what's their interest. So depending on that, we will have to start at the newbie level or at the expert level. We will be able to do both. But you will learn more about GeoMidi, about C and internals. Any questions? No, we had too much. Thank you.